Welcome to Top Cut Savvy with John Early and Josiah Beers.
I'm honestly surprised at how much negativity there was towards the ignored change.
I'm not.
I mean, I actually think it's not as good for the whole long-term. Not long-term. I think it's not as good for, like, advanced players, per se.
It's not. This wasn't a change made for advanced players. And I get it on that level.
Yeah, and in all honesty, like, the game is going to die if we only cater to advanced players and only cater to people that are on the board, because the majority of us know the game. We understand the game. We understand interactions. We can make ignore work. We can work our way through cascade negate. Like, we can get through all of that stuff. But to introduce a new player and require them to learn how all of these different interactions work, to have all of these keywords that aren't defined on cards, you know, it's really a difficult task. So to me, I look at it and go, this is a good change that is moving us towards a form of set rotation. If set rotation never actually happens, we're in effect rotating ignore out of the game. Maybe not completely out of the game, because it's still a good defensive ability. I don't see it having consistent value or a good value offensive ability. The one thing I actually wish we would do is just go all the way. Like, you know, we've gone part way with it, changing it so that, like, the ignore becomes a mutual stalemate, or not mutual destruction. It becomes a stalemate with both sides ignoring the other. I wish we just operate as a protect. Then we could errata all ignore, all immunity, all protect to all mean protect. And that's it. And then it still has some offensive value.
Yeah, I see that. I could definitely, I think, in Redemption, we tend to not be as agile as some of our competitors are. And part of that is just the slow player base, the issues that we have with communicating rulings and decisions and that kind of stuff. It's tough because, like, when it comes to larger CCGs, everyone knows where to go to find this stuff. And I feel like there's a hidden player base in Redemption that doesn't know about the boards, doesn't know about the Cactus website. When you search Redemption, you have to know what you're searching for in order to get to the information that you want if you're trying to get connected and be competitive. Whereas with other CCGs, you search it and it immediately pops up. And so they can do their ruling announcements and all that stuff and know that that information is getting out to players that aren't necessarily as connected. Like, I've played other card games and I haven't been a part of the board community for those games, or any subreddits or anything like that, any discords. I haven't been a part of those, but I've played the games and I've been not fully competitive, obviously, in them, but I've been good at them. And it's because that information is easy to find because they're so big. It's not difficult to find that information. So I think because of that, Redemption tends to move slower. We take incremental steps towards things. We don't just jump in feet first into the water, even if we think the water is perfectly safe, perfectly warm, great for swimming in. We're gonna be a little slower. We're gonna walk out into that water 1 foot at a time before we really get into it. Whereas other card games can just kind of take a swan dive off the diving board and boom, let's go. And while the competitive side of me, and honestly, even like the rules side of me, wants us to just dive in, I understand why we don't. And I think that's something that gets missed a lot, is because we are all players that know about these things, are all at that level where we want to dive in. But the bulk majority of people that buy cards and stuff aren't those people, and we are trying more so than ever before to cater to that group of people. So I think there's this hidden player base, almost this subset of players that we don't necessarily think about or know about, but I know they're out there. I know they're buying cards, because I know that Rob is ordering more cards than the players that we know about are buying, and he's been selling out consistently of the last few sets. I know these players are out there, and those are the players that, like it or not, as competitive players, the game has to focus on, because those are the players that we need to get into the game and get more involved in the community. Otherwise, we're just going to die. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. the competitive players are the vocal majority, but I truly believe they are the minority when it comes to overall players in the game. And in order for any game to grow and maintain and exist, they have to continually bring in new players. And so that's why you see with the Lineage of Christ set, and you see with these ruling changes, us have more of a focus and an emphasis on that player than ever before.
I think you make some great points there, John. Like, one of the things that I think about is, if you jump in with both feet and make some big, quick change, and something goes drastically wrong, and you realize, wow, this breaks these five cards, and now the game's no good anymore. To go back and fix that, it's not a big deal in one sense. If you have massive player bases where everyone's communicating, the information's everywhere. But for us, we could make some rule change that breaks the game. And if we go too far too fast, and then it might take 10 years, literally, for some of the sects of people to find out. I mean, 10 years is an exaggeration, but it might take, you know, a while for some people to find out there was a rule change. Then they find out and they sit on it for, you know, a year, and then, okay, wow, that rule change broke the game, so we had to undo it. Like, for them to get all of that information fast enough just isn't likely happening for like those subset groups that you're talking about, those people that we don't know, that aren't forum members, that aren't Discord members.
And even with all the new modes of communication that we have, it's still, we have a small footprint, and you just don't necessarily see it, even if you're looking for it. You have to know exactly what you're looking for. Even to this day, nationals have started to get smaller than they were in past. Even at these smaller nationals, you still have someone that shows up that nobody there knows. He just randomly found out about it and showed up and wants to play. And there's something that happens where he's like, oh, I didn't know that worked that way. Well, how could you? You weren't on the boards. You weren't on the Discord because you couldn't find us when you looked for us. You just happened to somehow hear or saw on the main Cactus website that the Redemption Tournament was happening and got to it. But you never followed the link to the message boards because that's hidden. You never followed the link to the Discord because that's hidden. You never found Land of Redemption because you didn't search for the exact right thing. And so you didn't quite get all the information. You just had enough information to be dangerous, but not enough to, you know, really fully immerse yourself.
So, like, that actually brings to point for me, like, a couple things. Like, one, are there some, like, algorithms that we could plug in to, like, Google that would cause us to be a higher search result for the word redemption or TCG or CCG?
And, like, I have no idea how that all works.
Like, what would it cost us? Would Rob be willing to pay for that? Would there be a crowdsourcing we could do on the boards? I don't know. That's something that's interesting. The other thing that comes to mind to me is, I know some of the old packs, I can't even remember which ones, they were like foil packs before TXP and Disciples, had like little cards that mentioned the boards, didn't they? Like, there was little white printouts. Like, there was, some of them had rules, some of them had ruling changes. I think some of those even mentioned the boards, if I remember correctly.
They did. They absolutely did. Jesse actually has a collection of them. He just posted it to Discord. If you're not on the Discord, please join the Discord. It's awesome. It's a great place. There's a subboard, and I don't know what they call them in Discord, but we've got like 18 channels, I think. And one of these channels is a collector's hangout. And Jesse just posted images of his collection of every single one of those white insert cards. And they definitely do mention the boards on them. And I think, I don't have one in front of me or easily accessible, but I think the new box style packs do have the Cactus website listed on them on the back for sure. Possibly would be a good idea to mention the boards either inside the box or on the outside the box, because I do think that's important, because that is kind of that first gateway where... Nothing against Rob. Rob's fantastic. We love Rob to death. But Rob doesn't necessarily have the time to be as involved on that side of things. And so if he can point people towards the boards, then there's a whole host of community that's willing to welcome those people in with open arms and interact and be like, hey, welcome. Glad to have you, that kind of stuff. And I think we are seeing, like, Roy is really, really, really good at that stuff. And I think he's pushing a lot of people towards the boards and the Discord that he just meets randomly, because he's Roy and he does that. And so I think if we did something with the boxes where we push people towards Roy, will take care of them from there.
Yeah, I mean, what Roy is achieving or attempting to achieve is pretty incredible. You know, if he gets into that Royal Rangers Academy, or I don't know exactly what that is in Texas, but it sounds like there's thousands and thousands of potential players that Roy could tap into. And, you know, even if we get 1% of 10,000, we've added a significant chunk of players to our community, which could really benefit the level of play, could benefit the way we approach the game, tournament size, all of that stuff.
Absolutely. If you are a redemption player who is serious about redemption being a great game, call Roy, give him any help you can, because I pray for Roy and I pray for his success in this, because Josiah is 100% right. If we can crack open this Royal Rangers thing and become a part of that group, it is literally tens of thousands of people that we are talking about. And it is a continual investment. As people get older and age into Royal Rangers, we gain new players and we potentially keep some of them after they age out of Royal Rangers. So it is a potential, just huge, huge opportunity for redemption. I'm not in Texas. I'm not near Texas. It's 18 hours for me. It's tough for me, but I do what I can, which is mostly just pray and encourage Roy, because yeah, his undertaking there is huge. And it sounds like Rob is pretty on board with what he's doing right now. So that is potentially going to be incredible for us. I'm really looking forward to seeing the fruits of his labors on that.
This has been Top Cut Savvy, produced and hosted by John Early and Josiah Beers, talking about Redemption CCG. Thank you all for listening.